DBHDD is urging people to ask a pharmacist about getting naloxone for their first aid kits at home or work. No prescription is needed. Naloxone can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose and restore breathing. Opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
You may soon see air taxis flying above you as you're traveling on Georgia interstates. Beginning July 1st, a new law gives the Georgia Department of Transportation authority to regulate electric vertical takeoff and landing, or eVTOL, aircraft. In this week's Lawmakers Huddle, I explain how the Jetsons cartoon of the past will now become the present reality in Georgia. Georgia is poised to become a leader in the use of urban transportation, small vehicles flying from one part of the state to another. Soon we'll see the flying people movers traveling to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. One of the leading visionaries at the Georgia Capitol, who has worked for years to make it happen, joins me. Republican Representative Todd Jones of South Forsyth chairs the House Committee on Technology and Infrastructure Innovation. Chairman Jones, thank you for coming on Lawmakers Huddle.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. We sure do appreciate it.
Before we delve into the new law regarding air taxis and Veriports in Georgia, could you provide us with an overview of what they are and how they will operate?
Sure. Well, let's take a step backwards, if you don't mind, because we are about to have a transportation revolution. We are going to be seeing, believe it or not, your products being delivered by drones at the end of this year from several Northern Arc Walmarts, and that's going to expand statewide in 2026. Further, Tesla kicked off their robo-taxis, and simultaneously, Waymo in Atlanta has kicked off. So we're going to see through the rest of 2025 and the rest of 2026, we're going to see this explosion of autonomous vehicles literally hitting our streets. And then finally, we're going to be looking in the air, just like you said, Donna, and saying, wait, we're taking traffic off of the streets. We're taking cargo traffic off of the streets. And at first, we're going to see them moving around, lily pad to lily pad is what I call them. They're formerly called vertiports, but ultimately we're going to start seeing several of our key cities really pieced together, and you're going to have the option to literally take it to the skies instead of to the road.
Explain what it took to understand and develop the legislation over this brand new transportation mode.
Well, when you are, as they say, shattering the ceiling, really the vision comes into how can we make the legislation work. The first thing we wanted to do was not basically have to redo the wheel every time. And hence, like you said in your introduction, we're going to have the vertiports underneath the Department of Transportation, because other than Hartsfield, all of our general aviation facilities in the state are underneath the Georgia Department of Transportation. So we felt if the general airport facilities, if the heliports, we should also put the vertiports underneath the DOT. So that gave us what we think is a solid basis for the regulatory world that the vertiports are going to have to live under. The second thing we needed to do was start to get different cities excited about being first. Because let's face it, sometimes government doesn't want to be first. Sometimes they'd rather see someone else be the tip of the spear and they come behind them after someone else makes those mistakes. Well, we've seen Alpharetta and we've seen Roswell step up already, and both of them have plans in action to go along the 400 corridor. Now, we're hoping Forsyth County, we're hoping Sandy Springs and others along 400 do that too. But ultimately, it isn't just going to be 400. You're going to see it go throughout Metro Atlanta and then down into the other cities of Georgia.
You have to get airspace?
Well, what's interesting is, like you said again in your introduction, these are vertical takeoff and landing vehicles. They are not in need of a, quote, runway like you see at Hartsfield or PDK or Charlie Brown in Atlanta, but rather a vertiport is going to be about 43,000 square feet, which is about 1 acre. And that's going to have four landing facilities, three of them for active, one for what we'll just call maintenance. All four will have the power generation from, say, a Georgia Power or from one of our EMCs that has all of the electric power going into the eVTOL, so they will be charged in 15 minutes. So effectively, as one group is coming off, the other group is coming on, and say they're going to Hartsfield, maybe putting on their luggage, By the time they get off the plane, come onto the eVTOL, and then are about to leave, about the 15 minutes they need to charge is over. So what we're talking about from an infrastructure standpoint is you're going to see probably parking garages, buildings, open spaces, but basically 44,000 square feet being, in a sense, utilized as a vertiport.
We're talking a quick turnaround for a lot of these. And that had to happen, it sounds like.
Yes. If you think of their business model, we are going to make the vertiports agnostic to an eVTOL company. Some states are choosing to say, no, there'll be one type of eVTOL will go to one vertiport. Almost like Boeing to Hartsfield, Airbus to PDK. We said, no, we believe in the free market. So we want basically all the operators to go to any vertiport. That's super important to create competition and to create a price structure that we believe will be along the lines of an Uber XL or an Uber Black. So imagine having the price surety of an Uber XL to an Uber Black, but also having the traffic security, knowing you no longer have to put in, well, if I'm leaving at 7 a.m, chances are it's a 2-hour drive to Hartsfield versus it being literally a 15-minute flight to Hartsfield. And we're talking a sea change in the way transportation is done in our state.
I think sea change is the right word, because I think as people hear you talk about this, they understand what it is to use rideshare and what that means. They will use the interstates as their flight path. What infrastructure changes, you've talked about them a little bit, needed to accommodate all of this? Is there anything else you wanted to add on that?
Sure. The FAA has given the guidance that today we can use our major state roads, for instance, Georgia 400, and we can use our interstates, just like you said, and we can use anything from 85 to 75 and 20, et cetera. So that's the guidance we have coming from the FAA today, because anything over 500 feet, the FAA controls across our entire country. So we had to work in partnership with the FAA to ensure that we could get these literally, quote, into the air. My goal, and if everything goes well, the FIFA president and Governor Kemp will land at GWCC for the very first World Cup match in July of next year, truly showing that the state of Georgia is leading in air mobility in this country.
If anybody can make it happen, I believe in you. I believe you can make this happen.
I appreciate that.
Now, how will safety be ensured for both the air taxi passengers and motorists below?
Sure. So first and foremost, on the flight path, they are to be what we all call the right-of-way or the easement. So not necessarily above the traffic, but to the side of the traffic. Second, every eVTOL company to date, now I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, but to date, they have anywhere between 4 and 6 redundant engine systems already programmed and designed into their eVTOL. And each eVTOL has its own parachute system, not the individual passengers, but the actual vehicle itself. So if, God forbid, there is a malfunction, not only are there 4 to 6 redundant systems depending on the manufacturer, but there's also a parachute system that comes out. So we would expect it to hit the ground somewhere between 15 and 20 miles an hour. Now, we don't want that to happen at all. But in terms of the safety of the passengers and the safety of the individuals below, we feel as if we are putting into effect every safety mechanism necessary to ensure the safety of all Georgians.
And this is why you've been working on this for several years. Explain the process. You had a study committee and more to get here.
Yeah, this is truly, and I loved your introduction about the Jetsons. In so many ways, you're thinking about the front of a jigsaw puzzle, right? You have 1,000 pieces, the cover, and we had come up with what is the vision of air mobility in the state of Georgia. My vision is, at first, we're going to have 4 people, then eventually 10. I think eventually we're going to end up with 50-person eVTOLs where you're going to live possibly in the Macon-Bibb area, but come to work in the Atlanta area, or possibly live in Valdosta and work in Macon-Bibb. The second thing we're going to do, as we know, we have a massive logistics industry in our state, and all we want to do is make it better, maybe with the port, the trains, the internal ports that we have. Well, we also see air taxis taking on a very important part of that cargo system within our state. And then finally, I mentioned drones before, but we're going to see drones, instead of just taking 5 pounds, we're eventually going to see drones be taking 50 pounds. And that's also going to be helping us. So if you can imagine, all that vision is effectively the cover of the jigsaw puzzle box. We had to put out all 1,000 pieces and say, okay, the FAA controls above 500 feet. How do we work with them? How do we make sure that we have the safety of not just the participants and the people inside, but also the vehicles themselves? How do we get cities to step up and want to make sure that vertiports are part of their infrastructure? We're speaking to planners in all kinds of regions of our state saying, in the future, if you have a parking garage designed today, how can you in 10 to 15 years retrofit that to something else? Because with autonomous vehicles and ride sharing, will a parking garage even be necessary? Second, as you are giving a permit for a parking garage or for a building, should you also be considering what does a vertiport do in terms of your master plans? We have all these things coming together inside of that jigsaw puzzle that we needed to piece them together before we did this legislation. We're super proud of legislation, but to your point, it was years in the making.
And this is really a mindset change for a lot of people. Just getting everyone's head around this concept is difficult, isn't it?
Tremendously. We know through generational studies, and I'll just take autonomous vehicles because we have more data on that than we do on air taxis. We already know my generation, for instance, Gen X, we are effectively a generation in Georgia that well over 50% do not want to, quote, give up their independence and give up driving. Whereas you can counter that with Gen Z, and Gen Z is pretty much ready to give it up completely and let the car drive them. And of course, we have the boomers and the millennials and everything. So you're absolutely right. We have a generational type inertia within not just our state, but within our entire country around autonomous vehicles. I expect once we have more studies done, we do have some done, that we're going to see the similar type of generational inertia around air mobility, where we're going to see certain generations grasping onto it and embracing it like immediately once it's available in their app, and literally others are going to take a little while to get there.
Let's talk about Georgia in particular. You've talked about Georgia being a leader in this. How did that happen?
Well, ego and not wanting to be second place. I mean, what did Ricky Bobby say? You're either first or you're last. Well, I want Georgia to be first at everything. And at the end of the day, we had lost, if you think about leadership, we had lost in the last 20 years from a technology standpoint. We had lost on nanotech, biotech. But when you started to look out in the future, you see air mobility, you see 3D printing and accretive manufacturing, you see what we're doing in autonomous vehicles, and we're leading the way. And suddenly you start realizing that the state of Georgia can beat the Research Triangle. The state of Georgia can beat the Silicon Valley. And what we needed to do was take all the resources that we had, not just in corporations, but in government and private partnership, and then also within our workforce and within our university system, and also within our technical college system or our K-12 system, and put together basically these forces literally going in the same exact direction. We can't have all six forces going north. We got to need all six forces going due north. So we needed to put, I'll just say the North Star in front of us. And that North Star to us is leadership in areas where, frankly, no one has taken that position. So we're going to go ahead, fill that vacuum. We're going to be number one in air mobility. We're going to be number one in accretive manufacturing. We're going to be number one in autonomous vehicles. And literally the rest of the country is going to follow us.
It's unbelievable to think of all of that. I want to get back to the drones a little bit. So that's what we're going to see first. Explain that. And then how soon will we see some of these air taxis, like the first one, go on?
Sure. The drones, you're going to see most likely, I'll say fourth quarter this year, just to be conservative, but my hunch is it'll be third quarter of this year. You're seeing partnerships, for instance, between small stores like Walmart, and also Wing, which is a drone company. And they have already started in Texas. They made the mistake of starting there instead of in Georgia, but they are rectifying that mistake and coming here. And we appreciate that. I say that tongue in cheek, but we do appreciate their partnership. But most importantly, us being able to get drones into the air, because I want you to think about something for a moment, Donna. About 5% of Georgia's population, just like the rest of the country, is, quote, homebound. They are not part of, I'll just say, the ecosystem that many of us live in, maybe going out to a restaurant, going to a pharmacy, going to the grocery store, et cetera. Now, there are certain programs that do give them some transportation, but in many ways, they are homebound. How can drones deliver prescriptions to them so they don't have to find a way to get to the pharmacy? How can autonomous vehicles decrease the cost to a local government so they can provide greater autonomy to those 5%? We need to be thinking like that. Because those 5% of Georgians, which that makes up, if you think about it, we're almost 11 million people. That's a 500,000 people or more. We want to get them, quote, back in with us. And how do we do that? Drones are going to allow us to do that, to get products to them. Autonomous vehicles are going to allow them to get out and basically allow cities and counties to do that in a more cost-effective manner. Super excited about that. And that's happening this year. We expect air mobility to launch. Like I said, we hope the first flight basically kicks off World Cup here in Atlanta in July of 2026.
Unbelievable. And I'm so glad you're thinking about the elderly and people who may have medical issues who are confined to their homes. You guys have really had to think a really, really big picture, haven't you?
Yeah, because look, many of us are fortunate enough that, you know, you got a car in the driveway and you got, you know, the legs to be able to get out to it and drive, and you have the financial resources to put the gas into the tank and make everything happen. And I'm happy for all those Georgians that can do that. But for those Georgians who aren't as fortunate, or frankly, like you said, may have medical issues or elderly, we wanted to make sure that this technology revolution wasn't about the 95%, it was about the 100%. And we want to make sure that everyone's included in it. And this is a great way to do it. And being able to help those folks is just so important. And that's truly a part of the mission.
Now, as you wrap up, is there anything else you want to add?
No, the only thing I want to add is, I say it all the time to folks during speeches, and that's the F word, the four letter F word, and that's fail. Not the one that immediately came to all your listeners' mind. And I say that because we are going to fail in this journey in accretive manufacturing, air mobility, autonomous vehicles, drones. And when I mean fail, I just mean, oops, we learned to do something a little bit better. You know, we all heard the line before: Edison found out 10,000 ways not to make the light bulb, and then finally he figured it out. Well, we're going to have a great upper right-hand trajectory. I know that. I know our state knows that. I know all the players know that. But I also know we're going to have a couple of times where we're going to fall. And I hope that the entire state rallies around and says, we love the vision. We believe in the vision. You know what? Get back up, dust off a little bit, and figure out a way to do it better. And let's do it all together.
So there will be more coming in January during the legislative session. You see this. It's evolving, isn't it?
1,000%. It's no different. The AV law, the autonomous vehicle law that we did in 17, led by Senator Ed Setzler, and then also by Representative Trey Kelly. I was also one of the five signers on that bill. We were talking, we may have to do one or two, I'll say, nip and tucks to that bill, just to make sure that Tesla's Robotaxi, Waymo, and others are capable and frankly encouraged to be in our state. Frankly, I don't want the next test to be in Austin, Texas. I don't want it to be in San Francisco, California. I want it to be here in Georgia. Pick a city, any city, and I promise you, Georgians will pull through and do it well.
And the technology is changing fast, and you're ready to move with it. So yep. That sounds great. Well, who knew when Hanna-Barbera created the animated show The Jetsons in the 1960s that we'd actually see it come to life this way? Thank you so much, Chairman Todd Jones, for giving us insight into the age of George Jetson and flying vehicles and so much more.
Thank you, Donna.
For GPB News, I'm Donna Lauer.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.